I think it's time to air part two of my conversation with Robert Earl Keen and then give away the second pair of tickets to see him as his farewell tour comes to the Tampa Theater on May 31st. We look back on his career through the lens of three songs. You already heard the Front Porch song. And the second song we featured was Then Came Lo Mein. So you're going to hear Robert talk about the song and about the life that led him to write it.
Then Coming Lo Mein was, I had the greatest luck I ever had as far as getting to have the Cowboy Junkies kind of be in my corner and being able to have her sing on that track. Margo is just a cool person, period. When we got to doing Austin City Limits and did that song, and she started singing her verse, and she didn't realize that there was some comedy in there, and people started laughing. And afterwards, she said, I have never, ever had anybody laugh in the middle of a song. She was shocked. I said, I wasn't tricking you, Margo. It's okay. And so that one, I would say, as far as what it did for me, was that I could actually play with people that I really, really admired and still hang in there. Because that was the first time I ever played with somebody amazingly famous. And I was just lucky to have her because she was so cool.
The song was inspired by your time in Nashville. Mm-hmm. From what I understand, you moved there because Steve Earle said it was important for your music career. Is that
hard to believe, right?
It worked for him.
No, I know, but it's not exactly where you'd go to get really good advice. So it's, and he'll even say that. But yeah, it was. I met him in Austin. I felt like I had done almost everything that I could as far as getting my name out there. And I'd already begun calling a lot of venues across the United States. I knew that played folk music, coffee house, that kind of thing. Anything from Portland, Maine to Portland, Oregon. You know, I was calling these places, but I wasn't getting much reaction. So I felt like I had to up my game a little bit. And when he said that, it was just the right thing to say at the right time for me. And I thought, okay, I never even had considered it. You know, I thought Nashville country, that's all I thought. And so I moved up there and, Steve actually helped me out a little bit. We wrote a song together. A publisher bought my half of publishing for $100, like a classic stupid move somebody would make. I goes, hey, I'll give you $100 for it. I said, yeah, I can do this every day. That never happened again, by the way. It's like the one time. So I got up there, and it was a whole different world, Marcy.
In what way?
Almost in every way. It gets dark there in the wintertime at 4 o'clock. That's one thing. I live out in the desert. It gets dark here at 7, you know, in the wintertime. And they had a whole different way of doing music. Like, for instance, I went to do a open mic night and I had to audition for it. It wasn't you just show up with your guitar. You had to audition for an open mic night that's going to happen a month from now. That was just strange. They have all kinds of different ways of working their shows. I had experienced like multi-person shows, but not the way they do it. They really set it up where it's here's artist A, here's B, here's C, here's D, here's E, F, like that. And when you're way down on the list, it's one of those deals where you're playing maybe at, I don't know, 5 o'clock and there's nobody there. And so your opportunity has been somewhat mitigated by the fact that there's nobody there. So there were all kinds of strange experiences. One of the things I do want to say is there were a lot of people in Austin that really had a bad attitude about Nashville, and Nashville just has a different way of doing things. And I didn't really have a bad attitude about it, but it was certainly one of those things like, you better learn this or you'll get lost. You'll end up being mad about something. I didn't figure it out when I was there, but I have figured it out since, so I got a really good lesson. It was like getting free master's degree in music. Don't get me wrong. I've had some of the best friends I've ever had that I met in Nashville, and had it not been for some of those people, some of them are in the industry, some of them weren't, but had it not been for those people, I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't have made it. They helped me navigate that whole system that I was talking about.
But the frustration, and I guess what led to Then Came Lo Mein, was that your career didn't take off the way you had thought it would.
No, somebody told me you couldn't get through a door if it was made of paper. And there were many people that were very frank with me. They said, you know, you just don't write this kind of song that people are looking for. And I always appreciated that they would just tell it to me. Some would just kind of go, pretty good. But Then Came Lo Mein truly is exactly really how it played out, in that my wife Kathleen and I hung on as long as we possibly could, and it just came to, we really got to a dead end. I had gone to Kansas City and played a show there, and I had $700 probably, and I broke down in O'Fallon, Missouri, and it cost me $700 to fix the car. I got home, and somebody, and we didn't have anything, and it was an old funky house, but somebody had robbed our house, and they took everything in our house, and I woke up the next morning, and it was 2 degrees. Also, that's something that I, in Florida, I'm sure you can relate to this, but you never see 2 in Texas on the news. It says 2 degrees. I thought, it's 2 degrees. I don't have anything left. I don't have any money. You know, we've been here. We were there like 22 months. And I turned to her and I said, Kathleen, I think maybe we ought to pack it up and refigure this whole thing, go back to Texas. And she said, I'm already packed. I went, okay, let's go. So we went.
They were tough, there were mean times, they were rough, and the good times did not weigh the bad.
I was sad, you were bitter,
but you were no quitter, when nothing was all that we had. We were drinking a lot. And we did, but only just for a while. Then came home and going insane at the Chinese cafe way downtown. I was stained, I was fried, but you stood by my side. When I had my nervous breakdown,
there were needles galore all over the floor, and hot mustard sauce.
After that, we agreed, when in fact, what we need is to pack up and take the first plane. Take a bus, take a bike, take care, take a hike, take out, but leave the lonely. The all-you-can-eat Chinese place at the Chinese cafe way downtown.
Well, Robert Earl Keane. Then came Lo Mein, duet with Margot Timmons of the Cowboy Junkies.